Marvel fans.
Hello, Marvel fans.
Thank you so much for giving me this space. Thank you so much for embracing me. Thank you so much for embracing what I did with Yelena. Thank you so much for looking at our movie, watching our movie. I hope you dig it as much as we dug making it for you.
Pathetic.
We already shamed Katie for her Android. I hope you don't also have an Android.
Yep.
He didn't answer. That means he's got one.
Wait, me?
Same.
Okay.
Oh, that's an odd one out.
Yeah, no, it's funny. So when I saw the green pop up, I was like, someone's about to get called out. It's every time.
You can tell when someone has an Android?
Yeah. Yes. iPhone makes a point to show us that green text in there. And we don't like seeing that green, Katie. What did we think about this Thunderbolts movie? It was definitely a breath of fresh air compared to a lot of the more recent Marvel projects.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you really look at the recent Marvel projects, they haven't been as bad. Like when you look at all the stuff that's come out in Phase 5, Phase 4 is a different story. Phase 4 was really bad to me, but Phase 5 wasn't as bad as we all remember. To me, even Cap 4 wasn't awful. You know, it was a Frankenstein of a movie, but there were some redeemable qualities about it. The action was cool, had a lot of cool casting, but I'm also Mr. Positivity. I'll always try to look at the positive of everything. But with Thunderbolts, I thought it was definitely a breath of fresh air. It was cool to see the Sentry.
I actually like this movie.
Yeah, it was cool to see the Sentry on the screen. It was definitely an interesting dynamic seeing this team of people that, you know, that they said this in the film, we only punch and kick.
Yeah, completely different.
Going up against the Sentry, and really at the end of the day, there was no, you know, conclusion of just them beating up the villain. I mean, it was definitely a different,
very different.
Something that what we're used to seeing.
No, I'm with you, man. It felt like much more of like an intrinsic battle versus like, you know, external, but rather than like a massive boom fist. It was like all inside.
It was a little deeper than I thought it would be. It had me thinking. I'm like, you know what? This is a deep movie.
Yeah.
My internal battles. I'm like, wait a minute. You know what? Mm-hmm. He's right.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I liked it because it wasn't in, and I said this in my review, but like, it's not overinflated with all these superpowers. Who's awesome and he's big and bad or whatever, but a lot of it is hand-to-hand combat. Like, that's what I liked about it. It was so different from other Marvel movies. Like, it still feels like Marvel with all the jokes and everything, but it still felt like you said, like breath of fresh air and a little bit different. And I kind of liked that. And the mental health situation was huge. Like,
massive.
I teared up. Like, I was tearing up when they were all hugging and everything. But yeah, it was really good.
A very 2025 ending, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, actually. It definitely subverted my expectations because I was like, oh, here we go. Massive battle. How are they going to do this? And then it just completely, I guess they were called shame rooms. Shame rooms. I see. So that you weren't dying when you got hit by like the black dust, or you were being sent to like a place to basically like feel remorse or shame, or
my daughter called it the shadow realm.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it. But yeah, when they went in there, and then it ended up just being so intense and like intimate. My only complaint about that was I guess they were really going for like a strong connection between Yelena and Bob. And I did feel it throughout the movie. Obviously, I could see what they were kind of going for. Like, and the movie wasn't as long as I thought, so maybe I thought they could have like delved in a little bit deeper on their relationship. But I did really appreciate how, you know, they were both talking about being so alone and needing someone, and then they kind of like, you know, they found each other. They kind of like a puzzle piece, and it was cool to see her kind of like, you know, work towards helping him. And then it was just different. I didn't expect it to kind of go down like that. I was just waiting for the big punches. And when it ended, I was like, oh, that was different.
Yeah. No sky beam. Each individual character. The director did a really good job of fleshing them out a little more. Although sometimes this kind of feels like, to me at least, it feels like Marvel does this not just a lot, but in every single movie. We're either going to A, see the villain get killed unceremoniously, or B, the villain is going to become a good guy and be in part 2, part 3, part 33 as a good guy. That's what happened, it looks like, with Bob. You know, obviously this is a big time spoiler alert if you haven't seen the film, but at the end, like the end credit scene, it just feels kind of to me like, because that we got the Avengers with the Z, right? And it feels to me like this is going to be another one of those things that just kind of gets glossed over in the next movie, and we never hear anything else about it. At least maybe that's what we've been trained as fans to expect now from the MCU, because post-credit scenes don't mean what they used to mean.
Yeah, that's back, true.
Back in the day when Thanos stuck his hand in that gauntlet and said,
I'll do it myself.
I had no expectations going into this movie. I was like, all right, I'm just going to sit down and watch it. But I was pleasantly surprised with this movie. Mm-hmm.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, because it's we used to go into Marvel movies with massive expectations, right? Like expecting it to just be one of the most like amazing experiences. And slowly, as we talked about, like they weren't so great. But now you go in there with those lower expectations. And it really does help the experience.
Isn't that terrible that we have to say that, though?
Yeah. It's like,
back in the day, and you basically said the same thing here, Topher, but back in the day, we went into these movies expecting them to be great.
Yeah.
And now we just go in hoping that they're not bad.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, I guess it's almost kind of natural, though, like with anything, like they peaked, like they were at such a high level and there was nothing near Marvel that there only was, you could only go down from where they were. It's just like, I think they may have just rested on their laurels a little bit too much. And then have to like obviously course correct. But I mean, I did see Kevin Feige just said that he's like completely reimagining what they're doing moving forward. And it does feel like they might kind of pick up on the fact that people are getting a little tired of just the massive punches and explosions and maybe try and explore more internal, you know, more internal journeys. But we'll see. Like you just, that was a really good point. I don't know if we're going to like, will these Avengers be in Avengers Doomsday? Like Doomsday, are they going to be the Avengers we start with? And then it evolves, like, are we just going to forget these are the Avengers and then just bring back the, like, you know, does that make sense? Like, were you thinking about how they're going to introduce this team in the next movie?
Yeah, it's kind of odd to me that they chose to have the new Captain America send them a cease and desist, like copyright lawsuit.
Just got to put it in his hand and say, you've been served. Hi, you've been served.
I don't know. That was kind of an odd choice to me. Like, why not just, you know, team up together? Like, I guess that was just their lazy way of not having him pop up in the post credit, maybe. I don't know. Unofficially, he was kind of deemed or made the leader at the end of Cap 4, or maybe in the middle part of it, somewhere in the movie. Harrison Ford.
That's a great point, actually. Yeah, that didn't even dawn on me throughout the entire time. That's right. Where was the actual Captain America?
Yeah. Steve?
The Falcon, the original Falcon guy.
So he's now technically Captain America. Sam Wilson, you know, Falcon is Captain America now.
Okay, because then in this movie, Wyatt Russell, what's his real name? The Captain America?
Dollar Store Cap.
Dollar Store Captain.
U.S. Agent.
Okay, because I completely forgot about Sam Wilson. So he's not back to being Captain America at all. He's just in the Avengers as...
So John Walker was made.
John Walker, that's
Cap. He was made Cap for like the one or two episodes.
That's right.
Like a couple episodes in Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's right. That's right.
That whole show is very divided amongst the fandom. Mm-hmm. To be polite, I personally like that show. Probably not for a lot of the reasons that most people like it. That do like it. I enjoyed John Walker, and I thought that obviously he didn't do anything wrong. That's the biggest thing that pisses me off about that character, because they say, oh, you killed an innocent man in broad daylight. He wasn't innocent. He was literally a terrorist. And at the end of the show, like Sam Wilson's like, oh, we shouldn't use the term terrorist, you know, because that offends people. Like, nah, screw that. He was a terrorist.
I'm on his side, you know. You killed my friend. You did, like, somebody got you know.
He literally, like, killed his best friend. Or no, I'm sorry. That wasn't him, technically, that killed his best friend. It was Carly Morgenthau, but still, he killed a lot of other people, and he was a terrorist crew. I wouldn't be upset if we had superheroes in the real world and one of them took out ISIS member.
Yeah.
I don't think that any of us would be like outraged about
it's that. Knocking me on the top of my docket of things to complain about for that day. That's I'll let that go. I'll let that slide.
Well, it happened, you know.
Right. But yeah, I enjoyed what they did with the characters. Yelena was good in the film.
Awesome.
You know, everyone's been talking about Yelena and saying that she was the best part of the movie. I don't know that I would agree with that, but I think that she's definitely in the top three. Like, I really enjoyed Red Guardian. Yeah, I even enjoyed Ghost, and I can't believe I'm saying that. But
yeah,
I love that actress. I've seen her in Black Mirror. And, actually,
that's
she was
where
in,
she's from.
She was in an episode with the guy that plays John Walker, Kurt Russell's son.
Yeah.
That was a good Black Mirror episode for those of you that watch Black Mirror on Netflix.
Yeah. I've seen a few. That's funny.
It was that episode where they were like in the haunted house.
Yeah.
I think it was another one of those episodes where he put the thing on his head. But I've always known, I don't know what her name is. You might know, Katie, the ghost actress.
Hannah John Kamen.
Just seeing her in that Black Mirror episode showed me, like, dang, she's a really good actress. You know, if she turns it on and is able to show her personality, which I thought she was able to do in this movie.
For her, how much her screen time as well is like very short, very little screen time, but she was still like, I loved her lines. And then also, like, she wasn't unlikable. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're, so, you know, you're kind of a jerk. Like, you're such a jerk, but she does it in a way that's comical. And to me, it didn't come off as unlikable. So yeah. I really liked her in it. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Marvel did a really good job with, because again, like with these characters, like you said, they only had so much time on screen and you have to be very selective about what you show with them and the moments you take. And I have to agree. I think they did a really good job of utilizing those small moments of humor or taking a moment to like look into their past. And it really kind of just, it gave everyone a little bit more depth. It may give them another, like a, yeah. beyond that surface level. I really appreciated that.
A little deeper than the normal. I love the little backstories they gave to everyone.
Yeah, no. See, yeah. It's amazing how valuable it can be if a movie takes just 5 or 10 minutes max and just goes in a little bit deeper on one character, because it helps so much just to know what someone's motivations are.
Even Valentina, when they showed her dad and the way that happened, I was like, dude, you know what? I'm not even as mad at her. I understand where she's coming from now, you know?
Yes. Yeah. That's a great point. Exactly.
I was still just as mad at her.
I still hated you.
No, I think this. Some people had complaints about her. Julia Dreyfus.
Julia Fran Dreyfus from Seinfeld Girl.
Yeah.
But I thought she stepped up and brought a really good performance ever since they put her in that role. We first saw her pop up, I believe, at the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier when she transformed John Walker into U.S. agent. She's like, we're not going to need a Captain America. We're going to need a U.S. agent. But then she also popped up, I think, at the end of it was the end of Black Widow when she recruited Yelena.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And she also popped up in Black Panther 2. So she had a pretty significant role in that movie. She's no Sam Jackson, but, you know, for the role and what the character does, you know, which she's kind of a much shadier version of Nick Fury.
much shadier version.
Because Fury, you know, in the first Avengers movie, he was behind their back making those weapons and stuff. But it's not like he was breaking the law, you know, straight up. I mean, he was working for the government. So
she was giving evil vibes for sure. As soon as she started talking, because at first I was like, oh, is she a good guy? And then she said a few things. And I was like, no, you're not. You're not. No, you're definitely the bad guy of this movie.
What did we think about the Sentry in this film? Because most people didn't know who the Sentry was before this movie came out. That's one of the, I'm not necessarily a comic reader, but back in the day when I started dabbling in comics a bit, one of my friends from the M6P got me into the Sentry, and I thought it was a very fascinating character then, and I think, for the most part, casted the right way. Although Pullman, you know, he's a great actor, he was a little bit smaller of a guy, and I know you can't always find a bodybuilder physique with a great actor, but I was just hoping he would have been a little bit bigger of a guy, but overall, I thought he turned in a pretty good performance.
Oh, we body shaming now. Wow.
Get in the gym. That's fine. Protein shakes. So his character is known for being massive. The Sentry is known for like just as much his power, like with his like spiritually as much as his physical prowess.
So there's been in other versions of the Sentry, now that I think about it, in the comics that were a little more slender. But my favorite version was the one that looks like he's been taking HGH his whole entire life.
Hercules Sentry.
They're going to play into his personality and the things that he went through growing up and him being all down and a loner. That's not a guy that's always in the gym working out. That's the
former method.
Do we know if his comic book backstory is also similar to Bob's in the sense that he was like super depressed, overcoming like mental? Yes. Okay, so
he always struggled with the void, and that's the thing. Like every time he used his power in the comics, it would be the same way.
Oh,
the void would creep in.
Okay,
I mean, 2000.
Oh, that's pretty recent. That's
I can Google that. Yeah, he was definitely in the 2000s. I want to say after that, Twan, but let me double check. Let's see.
Bob was my daughter's favorite character of the whole movie. In fact, like I realized my daughter's dark sense of humor. I'm like, wait a minute, you growing up? Because once he sent the little girl to the Shadow Realm, she busts out laughing. The whole theater quiet.
Everyone's crying. And she's like, that was sick.
You were right, Juan. It was 2000. That's a good call. You must have done some research before this.
You know, a little bit here, a little
That's pretty impressive. So did, yeah. you, wait, did your daughter like it?
She That's loved awesome. It, matter of fact. She wanted to see Minecraft, but she actually glad we went to see this one. And I'm glad we did too, because it had the father-daughter dynamic in there. Like, this was pleasantly yeah. surprising. Like,
yeah. it really was. It's definitely a little bit darker than typical Marvel stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Spinning a yep. sign talking about I was on myth. I was like, myth?
I know. Yeah, I caught that. I was like, what, did you just say that?
And not only that, but they straight up unalived Taskmaster at the very beginning of the movie. Yeah,
I was meant to ask you guys, like, that happened, right? Like, there's no reversing that, because that was just so boom. And I was like, that you're going to get up, aren't you? And no, that did not happen. That was...
Which is kind of fitting, because that character is kind of viewed as the modern day version of the bad Deadpool that we saw
yeah.
in X-Men Origins Wolverine, mm-hmm. I think it was.
With like the mouth that's all sealed. And
yeah. I mean,
she hasn't had the best review. So I fully expected Yelena's dad, the Red Guardian, to die. Cause like their relationship was like that moment. And I was like, oh, he's dead. He's going to give himself or do something. Yeah. And yeah. that didn't happen, which was kind of surprising. But I assume he's going to die in probably one of the movies, the Avengers movies. But they really did an incredible job, that father-daughter dynamic. And like, what's so great about the Sentry is how he's so powerful. And it's seemingly been a while since we've had such a powerful bad guy. And it was yeah. cool to see the stakes be raised and then create that opportunity for like that bonding moment to where like they were both so panicked and like all they could think about was their pain. And then just that was really cool. I mean, I definitely teared up a little bit there. I was like, damn, that was sweet.
Yeah. It's nice to have a good villain, because when I saw Marvels, I was like, you named all of these characters after the studio and you have that villain, you know what I mean? And so like, it was, Sentry is hard to beat. Like, even in my head, I was like, how in the world are they going to beat this dude? You know,
that fight scene in Stark Tower, I was like, okay, he's not playing any games. He's serious. You know, I like that fight scene.
Yeah.
It was really well done. You know, like I said earlier, of course, in 2025, they defeat him by connecting with his feelings.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely spot on. But it could have been a little more cringe. It could have been more cringe. It was a little cringe.
They handled it well. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was well done. I'm not trying to talk too much crap, but...
Just needed a hug. That's all. Just a hug.
Yeah. It's a good movie, right? Like, it was enjoyable throughout the entire thing. I laughed a few times. The action sequences weren't anything too crazy, nothing we've never seen before, but it was genuinely like, there wasn't a moment where I felt myself thinking, oh gosh. The only comment throughout the entire movie where I was like, uh-oh, was when she's like, you know, I love promoting women. And I was like, oh no. I was like, what are we headed into?
Here it comes.
Yeah. I was genuinely like, and it never happened. It was just such a well-balanced movie. Fatherhood is important. You know, mental health is important. Your daughter's feelings are important. Like, there were just so many.
Yeah.
It was just well balanced, and it's like, cool. Everyone gets a little bit of love instead of just one group and screw everybody else. So I did appreciate the message. Maybe go home
and be a little more understanding. Like, you know what? I love y'all. I guess you get on my nerves, but
exactly. And another key thing for me is Marvel movies rely a lot on the humor, and if it doesn't work, like when you look at, it's not a movie, it's a show, but She-Hulk.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, the humor in that didn't work, so the whole show just kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
But in this, I thought the humor was so well done. These short little comments, or you know, a lot of the jokes between the characters, I thought it worked great.
They had good chemistry.
John Walker was a little annoying. I didn't get his humor for me personally. I think all of it was great. Like, I warmed up to him. I'm not going to lie, but I definitely.
I think that was almost the point, though, because he was unlikable at the start. He was a little bit like, oh my gosh.
Just even his lines that he was trying to say wasn't that humorous to me. And I thought they were trying to make him that way. But that's the point. You're right. Like, that's the point. Maybe they were trying to, like,
The one line that I feel like I might have only laughed with him was the trailer line when he's in the back of the car and he's like, I don't want to die. And I was like, that's kind of funny.
But you
are right, though. He was a little bit rough around the edges at first. And I didn't realize he was Kurt Russell's son until like halfway through. And I was like, hold on a second. And then I looked it up and I was like, that's actually kind of crazy.
But he's not as handsome as Kurt, is he?
I mean, Kurt Russell's a legend, bro.
It's hard to live up to that. Kurt is the GOAT.
He's definitely got a little more Goldie Hawn in him.
I was just going to say, his mom is Goldie Hawn, too. I forgot about her. That's right.
My mom, growing up, she used to love that movie Overboard with those two.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, I think we can all relate to that, right, guys? Like, wanting to throw a wife overboard.
I just want to say Bucky had probably one of the best action scenes or entrances in the entire movie. That's all I want to say.
The most surprising part was him being actually in office, what was he, a House of Representatives member or something like that?
For like half a term, I believe they said, right?
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, it just feels like one writer for this movie wanted to have him as a congressman to help service the plot in Cap 4. But now that we're into Thunderbolts, the writer in this movie was like, oh, crap, we need to have him fighting. We don't need to be, you know, him be a congressman. So that's kind of some of that inconsistency
That is interesting. That's like a good thought process I've never thought about. It's like you have numerous writers on different projects and they all have to pull in the same direction, to, you know, but then you might have someone who's like, well, I'm going to pull a little bit this way. And it's like, well, that really pulls away from what we're doing over here. And I didn't actually think about that. But he did have the best entrance. Him on that bike, too.
Best, 100%.
The Dark Knight tribute. Technically, I was thinking when the thing just went straight up over. That's all I can think about is the Dark Knight.
Even though he had the soccer mom haircut, you know, he was definitely pretty bad A in this movie.
Yeah,
he did.
He was just—he's just aura. Like he's on screen and he's like, I'm dope. I'm.
Well, he's a great actor. Yeah, and his connection to the previous era too, as well. There was that moment when all the other guys were on the ground and he like took off his jacket and it's like. OG time, baby. And it's
time
like,
to go, no, yeah.
Never mind. You just got destroyed. But it was, you felt that too for a moment. It's like, oh, he's back. And it's like, no, never mind. This guy's gone. You kidding?
That's why I think all of them are going to be in the Doomsday movie because Sentry, if Sentry is going to be a part of the villain, like they're going to need everybody.
Yeah. Fun fact, that's another thing that was like kind of odd decision making from Marvel and their upper echelon. But Marvel recently announced, probably not the whole entire cast, but it's a lot of the cast that's going to be in Doomsday. And they literally announced the entire Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four. I mean, we all assumed that the Fantastic Four would survive.
And everything. Like, they're going to have quite a few people in there.
Right, but it basically spoiled. Like, they didn't announce Taskmaster, but they announced every other Thunderbolt. So, why would you do that right before this movie comes out? Now we all know, okay, well, everybody's not going to die except for maybe Taskmaster. So
Clearly.
They made us watch chairs for 5 hours or something?
It was too long, way too long of just panning each chair with the actor's name on it.
That was decades. Yeah, that was just...
And they took like 10, 15 minutes in between each chair. And it was like, why are we going so slow?
Yeah. It felt like an eternity.
Kind of ridiculous. Like, I understand what they were trying to do there, but I think you could have announced the cast in a little bit more of an exciting way. I don't know.
You could have done that 10 years ago, right? When everyone was just put out a piece of Marvel content 10 years ago, people would lose their minds. And now it's like, we've kind of become too saturated. So you're right. Like, for that, it's like, speed it up. Come on. Speed up a little bit, but.
Endgame was their downfall. I was thinking of that on the way there. I was like, you know what? The bar was so high, the only way you can go is down. So Doomsday, it got to set the tone again. They have to really set the tone again.
It's almost like they wanted to keep the energy at the same level and like style after Endgame, but it's like they should have just kind of accepted that we all need to come down together and we could have some smaller, more intimate level stories. That's where I kind of felt like they may have botched Spider-Man right off the bat because like he truly is like that small, you know, you can get in that. Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I saw this. I'm like so excited for Doomsday now.
Oh, yeah. That's why I saw Channing Tatum and I was like, oh, he's back. Channing Tatum is back.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Did you guys like Deadpool Wolverine?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Channing Tatum, honestly, with his accent and everything, that's going to be enjoyable to bring back. That'll be really cool.
Me and Antoine being from South Mississippi, we know that accent all too well.
Really?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. They complained about the accent, but I was like, you know, it's kind of dead on for those people down there.
Now we wait, I kind of fuck all we go to. That's where I got a book called that man.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of comments actually saying that he did actually a fairly good job, but I've never met anyone who spoke like that. So I was like, I didn't know what accent it was. So that is that like Southern, super Southern draw, like
Cajun
or Cajun? That's what it is. That's right, yeah. Cajun. That's right. That's right.
So, one fact: my wife is from the Philippines, and she first came to the country back in 2018. At the time I was living in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and. This was one of the funniest moments of my life. You know, when she first discovered Walmart, she was like, oh my God, this is amazing because they don't have anything like that over there.
Yeah.
But we were in Walmart one day and my wife was like, I'll just ask this guy, see if he knows where this stuff is. And she went up and he had the most thick Cajun accent that I've ever heard in my life. And just me watching her like try to understand and like, check head, like yeah.
She like comes back. She's like, I don't know what he said.
Like, I don't know what he said.
I took my wife home. She was talking to somebody. She's nodding like she knows what's going on. She came back. I have no clue what he said.
That's when you know that's a respectful person. You're like, you just pretend to understand and walk away. And you're like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't want
to
be mean.
So if you guys had to rate this film on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being terrible, unwatchable, I never want to see it again, and 10 being perfect, where would you put it? We'll start with you, Mr. Twan.
I'd give it a solid 8.
Wow. That's pretty high.
Pretty high. Pretty high because of the internal things. Like, I like the existential crisis. I like the internal battle that it was going on, you know? Not enough fight scenes and stuff, but they made up for it with the backstory. So, an 8.
What about you, Miss Katie?
I'm going to also say an 8. I think I was thinking that, too. I know that's also really high. Because I still really liked it. Like you said, like, there's a lot of internal things. And, like, they did the hand-to-hand combat. It's not oversaturated with, you know, a bunch of superpowers and everything like that. And it's a little different from other Marvel movies. But, yeah, I just say a solid 8. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, just so I don't copy you, I'll go 7.5 just to be a little bit underneath. I can't go 8.5, but I do agree with you. I mean, it's almost a comfort movie in the sense that I feel it is rather rewatchable without, like, major, you know, stakes where you feel like you're going to, like, you can't watch and get upset. I feel like the comedy was good. The action was solid. It wasn't over the top. I mean, I thought that opening scene with Yelena was pretty funny. At first, I thought it was going to be cringy, but she actually, when she's like, oh, I needed that face, I was like, okay, that's pretty funny. Yeah. That was good. So, yeah, solid 7.5. I mean, honestly, 8 out of 10. I mean, okay, I'm just going to copy you guys. 8 out of 10. It's a solid. I don't want to give it a 7.5 because
we're all, you
know, not too high, not too low.
Not too low, yeah. Right. Exactly. And I would rate a little bit even higher, but I thought there was a few moments that they could have added some more context or layers, but you could say that with every movie, any movie ever. So
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pleasant surprise. I'll be honest. It was a pleasant surprise.
You know what I'm surprised about? Because I am always the guy, every time we do these reviews, I'm always the guy that ranks it the highest. And I'm always probably overly optimistic about everything when it comes to the MCU, the DCU, DCEU even. But for me, I had it ranked at a 7. I have a list in my phone with every comic book movie where I have it right here. So it's right under the first Thor movie for me, which is also at a 7.
Okay.
So I have it as my last 7 right before the first 6.5, which is Guardians 2. So
Guardians 2 at 6.5.
Yeah, that's kind of where it lives right now.
You're comparing it to other movies.
The Flash at 7?
I enjoyed that movie.
I liked it, but I didn't think it was a 7.
I thought it was fun. I loved a lot of things about that.
Subjectively, I give the movie 7 to 8. Objectively, I give it like a 5 or 6. But I did enjoy it. I've seen it a few times. I'm with you there. But that's okay. Still, I liked, that's cool. You have all the movies. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you have at the top?
The very tippy top.
First
Avengers film, right? And then right below that is The Dark Knight.
Oh gosh. Yeah, dude.
That's controversial for a lot of people have The Dark Knight as number one, like hands down. But I really enjoyed, especially at the time,
what
we did with that first Avengers film.
I remember that time. It was so good. It was so good. Yeah, I agree.
That's back when Katie was like 7 years old.
Maybe even all the better, actually. The younger you are, I kind of wish I was a kid during those days. But it's quite remarkable just how much energy and just how just unique of an experience it is for everyone just kind of like buying together, buy into the hype together, go in there. It's so cool when everyone comes together for that type of stuff. And like, you don't have all the like haters. Yeah. I mean, we're always haters back in the day on Marvel, but it seemed like everyone was on board with it. You know what I mean? It seemed everyone.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hey guys, thank you so much for joining me. Topher, where can we find you on your socials?
Topher, Mr. Topher Leon on all my socials, Mr. Topher Leon. So I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. Miss Katie, what about you?
Same. Well, Lil Katie TV on all platforms. So YouTube.
You're not. We can't find you at Topher.
Mr. Lil Katie TV.
Yeah. Yep.
You can find us on Instagram, TikTok at Real Comic Book Cinema. We have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube. You're here now. Thank you for watching. Let us know in the comments how wrong we are or how right we are. And thank you so much for watching. And until next time, have a good one.